You're listening to Cork's number one nighttime show.
Love the music.
The Fresh 50 with Shane Bucks.
Cork's Red FM.
Hello there, buddy. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you keeping?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, very good. Just busy, busy. We're trying to be busy anyway.
Yeah, trying to look busy or technically?
Trying to do as little as possible but still look a bit busy at the same time.
Nice, nice. So tell us, whereabouts in the world are the vamps at the moment?
At the moment, I am in a taxi with Tris. Say hello, Tris.
Hello.
Hey.
And we are on the way to his place because we've got to record some stuff. So he's got a little studio set up at his. So we're going to record some vocals there. And then, yeah, what have we been doing? We've been on tour for like literally the past year and a half, man. But recently we did a little fan fest tour, which was just promoting the new album and getting the fans to hear a couple of the new songs before anyone else hears them. So we played about 5 new songs off the album.
Oh, nice.
So
just small little intimate shows with kind of some of the diehard fans who would be the ones to get behind you and kind of let you know what they actually think of the tracks on the album.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, we always say we didn't come from any TV or any platform like that, which is obviously a great platform, but we came from YouTube and literally just off the back of gigging, and it's solely down to the support of the fans.
Yeah.
So for us to give as much back as we can, that's like, we feel as if we kind of owe that to them.
I remember when you first kind of came onto the scene, and I was kind of like, the vamps, okay, where are these guys after coming from? And I was thinking maybe these are just like another kind of one of these bands where a machine is just shooting out bands and then you kind of put out your stuff like that. But as you just said, you all came from your own kind of separate YouTube channels where you're just doing covers and stuff like that online. And like with the album coming out and the success you've already have, it must mean that little bit more to ye than kind of one of the acts kind of coming off TV shows, and nothing against the acts coming off TV shows, but kind of put in the hard work on your own and then kind of made something of it on your own as well.
There's definitely a sense of like gratification when you do it that way, I think, because you really feel as if you've earned it. And the thing is, the TV shows are such a great platform. Like, you look at One Direction, for example, they've had the biggest career in the past 3 decades of any musician. And I think we're very lucky in that we get a lot of control over all we do, and like, we've produced 2 of the songs on the album. Like, we wrote half the album just on our own, and then the rest of it we did with songwriters that we've worked with. So yeah, I guess we are, like, especially with this album, we are really proud of it because we think we found a sound that just worked for us and that we wanted to run with, and it felt right for us.
Okay, and of course the album is going to be called Wake Up. It is also going to be out on the 27th of November.
27th, yeah.
What can we look forward to? I know you're going to be touring around, and you said you already are touring around and have been for the last while, but you're going to be doing a couple of arena tour dates, which must be pretty amazing to stand into an arena and take to the stage and just know that the crowd are there to see ye and no one else but ye.
It's such an amazing feeling, dude. Like, I don't really get across how good a feeling it is, because you that's what you kind of get into a band for, man. I grew up watching live DVDs about like Foo Fighters and AC/DC and all these bands that are headlining arenas, and that's the reason that you'll be in a band, because you want to play to an audience and hear them singing back your lyrics. So to be able to do that in arenas is just a dream.
That must be the ultimate payoff, I'd say, standing in an arena with the crowd just singing back the lyrics that ye have wrote.
Yeah, 100%, man. Like, you can't beat it.
Nice. And if you fancy seeing the Vamps, you're going to be in Dublin at the 3 Arena on Monday, the 28th of March for 2016.
Yeah,
and then up in Belfast at the SS Arena as well on Wednesday, the 30th of March. They are all 2016 dates. Of course, full details up on your website through Facebook and Twitter and all that jazz as well. But I'm going to leave you go, because I know you've got some recording to be doing. And I know the taxi ride is probably nearly over, but thank you for taking some time out to chat to myself, Bucks, here on Red FM.
No, pleasure, man. Honestly, yeah, anytime.
When you come over, hey, you never know, I might even make the trip up. If I do make it to Dublin, I'll be the guy right up the front and amongst all the screaming girls just chanting back some lyrics.
I'll spot you, I'll see you screaming as well.
Nice. Okay, alright, and tonight we're going to make our spotlight track Wake Up, the latest track from ye. And since I've got absolutely nothing to do with this track and I haven't put a single bit of work into it, I'm going to hand the station over to you and leave you introduce tonight's spotlight track for us, please.
Thank you very much, Shane. Hello, I'm Brad from the Vamps, and this is our brand new single Wake Up, so we do hope you enjoy it. Mwah!
Cork's Red FM.